DM Canwright's experience. Dudley M. Canwright, a native of Michigan, was well known to a large part of those on the campground. At the age of 21, he felt called to the ministry and went to Battle Creek to confer with James White. After an hour's visit, White gave him a pair of charts and a Bible and said to him, "Here, Dudley, take these, and go out and try it. When you become satisfied that you have made a mistake, bring them back." A year later, Canwright reported to White, "You have lost them."
Ibid, May 20, 1873, Carrie Johnson, "I was Canwright's secretary," p. 14.
Note, "I was Canwright's secretary," by Carrie Johnson, tells in well-documented form the story of his life, his backslidings, his final apostasy, and her experience as a youthful secretary working for him over a period of several months. He was then writing his antagonistic book The Life of Mrs. E.G. White, 1919. Her book is the best overall source for much information on Canwright and is well worth reading. He threw himself wholeheartedly into his work. At times doubt and discouragements entered his mind, but, pressing on, he became not only a successful evangelist but an outstanding debater as well. In the Iowa Conference, presided over by G.I. Butler in 1869, Canwright debated with a Presbyterian minister. But immediately afterward he fell into discouragement. Through Butler's diligent personal labors, running through the entire night, Canwright regained his confidence and courage. Ibid, 25. During the next 15 years, although elevated to responsible positions, in which he served well, he experienced several such periods of depression. Each time, however, with the encouragement of Butler, he regained his confidence and continued a fruitful ministry. In 1882, he gave up preaching once again and took up farming in Otsego, Michigan. From there, on December 8, 1883, he wrote to Uriah Smith, expressing his high regard for Butler and all the leading men, "I have no feelings against any of them, excepting Mrs. White. I dislike her very much indeed. If I were situated differently, I would just as soon join some other church." Ibid, 65. In response to the pleading of his friends, Canwright attended the camp meeting at Jackson, Michigan, in September, 1884, the meeting reported in this chapter. There he again had a conference with Butler, and after prayer and counsel, receiving an explanation of some matters he had viewed in an exaggerated light, he reversed his position and took his stand with Seventh-day Adventists. 1,000 people that early Sabbath morning meeting, many with tears in their eyes, heard his heartfelt confession. He spoke of the clouds of darkness that had enveloped his mind. But now, he declared, all was clear to him. He confessed freely that for years he had harbored in his heart bitter feelings toward Mrs. White because of the testimonies he had received from her. See, 1873. 1880. See also, 1886, The Signs of the Times, 571-573, 1887, Ibid, 621-628, 1887. Later, in the company of a select few, he made a more specific confession to her and begged her for forgiveness. Canwright seemed like a changed man. He went into the gospel field once more to minister. Writing of his experience for the readers of the Review and Herald, he stated that his problem went back 11 years to the time he and Lucretia, in Colorado, had received a testimony from Mrs. White that they had thought too severe. He referred to other messages from Ellen White. His explanation of the reasons for his course of action is worthy of notice. "I think that my disbelief of the testimonies and other truths has come by opening my heart to doubts, cherishing them and magnifying them. Like Peter, I did not know myself till God left me to be tried. I feel greatly humbled under the shameful failure I have made." Friday, September 26, while on the campground at Jackson, Michigan, I felt in my heart the most remarkable change that I ever experienced in all my life. It was a complete reversion of all my feelings. Light and faith came into my soul, and I felt that God had given me another heart. I never felt such a change before, not even when first converted, nor when I embraced the message, nor at any other time. I want to say to all my friends everywhere that now I not only accept but believe the testimonies to be from God. Knowing the opposition I have felt to them, this change in my feelings is more amazing to myself than it can be to others. I am fully satisfied that my own salvation and my usefulness in saving others depends upon my being connected with this people and this work. And here I take my stand to risk all I am, or have, or hope for, in this life and the life to come, with this people and this work.